The Epistle of 1 Peter, the 5th chapter, beginning at verse 6. The Bible reads, "Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your cares upon him, for he careth for you." Supporting scripture, Hebrews 13, 5 and 6. "Let your conversation," meaning your manner of life, "be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. For he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." So that we may boldly say, "The Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me." Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. The base of those verses, we like to use a thought of subject. If nobody else, you will always have God. If nobody else, you will always have God. Truly, we love God with all of our hearts this morning. We thank God for his power. We thank God for his spirit. I don't know about you, but I thank God for his presence this morning. For why would we even be here if we couldn't feel the presence of a mighty God? Hallelujah, Jesus. I know that it is quite possible for you to feel God's presence at your own house. But the Bible says that it is a good thing that we do not forsake assembling ourselves together. For there comes a time when we need to sort of vent off of one another's strengths just to sort of let individuals know that you are not in it all by yourself. We're living in some very crucial times now, and it seems as though the enemy is on the rampage, but do know that he is yet still doing his job. So it is our job as believers to constantly hold up the bloodstained banner. It's our job this morning to know that with God, all things are possible. And we can't allow the situations and circumstances that we encounter in life to hinder us or to stop us or to create such a stumbling block that we fail to proceed and press toward the mark of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I am so grateful this morning to be in the midst of a people that I believe love God. And I know that it's not by any of our merits this morning that we are here. It's only because God is a loving and merciful God. I'm thankful to God this morning to be able to just stand and open up my mouth, and the sound that I expect to come out, it comes out. And then the people of God that God has blessed with hearing, you can hear what is coming out of my mouth. Anybody knows what a blessing it is just to be able to hear this morning? Anybody in here just glad that if I wave my hand, you are able to see my hand go up in the air? That there's somebody this morning that don't have eyesight. There's somebody that just can't see. There's somebody that their brain may tell them to lift up holy hands, but because of conditions in the body, you can't lift your hands like you used to. So isn't it a good thing that you ought to have a mind to praise him while you can? Isn't it a good thing to have a mindset that I'm going to do what I can do while I can do it? That there are a lot of folk that want to get in a position that they're just going to get somewhere and sit down and wait on death. But I beg to differ. I believe that when death catch me, it's going to catch me moving. It's going to catch me doing something that I like to do. Anybody know what I'm talking about? God didn't give us these lives to just sit down and do nothing. There's a purpose for every one of your lives. And somebody may try to tell you what your purpose is, but be mindful. Don't take what everybody else say to be true for you. You need to consult God. You need to talk to God. And God has a way of speaking to you if you listen. I thank God that God is in this holy temple. And we have come and we gathered and we lift up the name of Jesus. We felt his power. We felt his presence. And there comes a time that many times you got to learn how to come in with a hallelujah anyhow praise. You know, we done gone through another week's journey. And I don't know what happened from benediction last week until this moment right now. It may have had some good days or some bad days. May have had some trials or tribulations along the way. But whatever it was, God has allowed us another day. And this is the day that the Lord God has made. And the Bible declares we will rejoice and be glad in it. I'm going to be just that. I'm going to be glad in it. Glad to be amongst the living this morning. Glad to be able to move my legs this morning. Glad to be able to praise the Lord this morning. You just don't know how good it feels this morning to be able to give God the praises one more time. Hallelujah, Jesus. You've never been there, you don't know what I'm talking about. But you ought to want to get there sometime or another. Anybody ever heard where somebody say every now and then you ought to be able to feel God's presence? Every now and then you ought to feel the power of the mighty God. He is our creator of this great universe and everything that we see therein. And because of him, we believe this morning. We have hope. Not only in this world and in the world to come, but we have hope that things are not going to be bad always. We have heard someone say that trouble don't last always. But we find that in this hour when the enemy is on the rampage, that there are so many people that have such little regard for taking the life of another. People don't care about hurting one another anymore. There used to be a time where even though you'd fall out and fight, you would try to find a way to make amends and come back together. But now it seems the mindset is that as once you cross me, I don't never want anything else to do with you. Anybody know any folk like that this morning? We got to realize that instead of trying to be peacemakers now, we have people that decided I'm going to stand my ground. And don't nobody tell me what I can do and what I can't do. But you're going to find in life that the world does not revolve around you. I don't care if you Pastor Cade. I don't care if you are the one that's the leader of the church. The world does not revolve around me. This is God's world. This is God's house. And the God that I serve said that he has no respect of persons. Most of us forget that it was God's grace and his mercy that has brought us this far. And we tend to see the faults in others and forget about God's grace and his mercy. We got to realize that if God bless and forgive us, that God will forgive our brothers and sisters. We got to have a mind to sort of reach out and let them know that they are not in it all by themselves. Last week, we talked about God being a miracle worker and how he works in a mysterious way. He gives us an everlasting assurance that he will always be right there. We know that there's nothing that God cannot do. But the key is that we got to believe in the power of God. We got to believe that he is our shepherd. We got to believe that he will supply every one of our needs. We got to know and understand this morning that his eye is on the sparrow and he's forever watching over us. We got to know that when we get to our weakest point in life, when we feel like we are weak, that's when God makes us strong. Anybody ever been faced with a situation and you were almost ready to give up hope, but the word of God came in and let you know that I will be there. I'll do whatever you need me to do. I'll give you the strength to make it through another day. I'll give you the strength to crawl out of the bed one more time just to tell God thank you. I'll give you the ability to make the devil out of a lie, because the devil said that you wasn't going to be nothing. But I beg to differ, because you are somebody. See, I found out that sometimes when the pressures of the ministry and the pressures of life and the pressures of family began to weigh heavy on my shoulder, I remember Jesus when he said to the disciples as he gave them their great commission in Matthew 28. And Jesus came and he spake unto them saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. So those words reassures me that I don't have to go the journey all by myself. These same words ought to be a consolation to you this morning. That whatever you might be going through, you don't have to go through it all by yourself. For the Lord God has promised that he'd go with you all the way. Now, one thing about man is man to say, I got your back. Man to say, if you need me, call me. But how many of you know that every time you really need somebody, the line is either busy or they won't pick up the telephone? But how many know that even in the late midnight hour, you can call on Dr. Jesus and you're not going to get a recording? You're not going to get anything to tell you if you go to extension such and such, then you can get a connection. Anybody know that you can get connected just by calling on the name of Jesus? Anybody know that the Lord don't tell you that I got to see if I got an opening? God always got an opening. How many of you, when you're really hurting and in pain, and call the doctor and the doctor give you an appointment 2 weeks down the road, and your mind said, hey, doctor, I need you right now. I'm hurting right now. Is there any way you can squeeze me in? Is there any way anybody can counsel? Because I need to see the doctor. How many of you know that the doctor will tell you, I can't help you right now? Anybody call in and counsel, I'll give you a call. But you better learn how to not wait on that phone call. You better start talking to a higher source. You better go around on bending knees and talk to the Lord our God. Because I tell you about a doctor that has never lost a case. I got to tell you about a doctor that healeth all of your diseases. Because this doctor I'm talking about, he deals with love. That love that he said, love ye one another. The same love that I have for you. But how many of you know real love is hard to find? We got a whole lot of lip service. But when we talk about real love does not have any conditions. But I thank God for the love of Jesus. For John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. We ought to have a spirit of thanksgiving. That ought to give us some confidence that as long as we love God, everything is going to be all right. But there is somebody in here this morning that may have heard the words that you're never going to be nobody. There's somebody that might be one step away from homeless. But I come to tell you that God will be your shelter in the time of your storm. Somebody might be friendless and don't have nobody to call. But there comes a time in your life that everybody needs somebody that they can call and vent. and said, I want to let you know that I'm going through and I don't have all of the answers this morning. I feel like I'm in this world all by myself. Anybody ever heard somebody say, I thought I had some friends, but I looked around and all my friends were gone. I had some folk that said that they loved me, but those are the ones that stabbed me in my back. I had some folk that said that they'd walk with me, but I found myself walking all by myself. I heard somebody say, don't nobody care. I saw the little boy walking down the street. Nobody took time to embrace him. Nobody took time to say, I love you, my boy. Nobody took their daughter and wrapped your loving arms around her. Say, everything gonna be all right. I love you with all of my heart. We got some children walking around this morning that don't know what it is to have nobody. They feel like they're out there all by themselves. But I come to tell somebody this morning, you better let them know that somebody cares. You don't have to be a biological parent to step in to get in the midst. To give your love to a boy or a girl, to a man or a woman that don't know what real love is. It's time for the church to stop sitting back acting all sanctified. Acting like you got it all made. Acting like you never made a mistake. And reach out your hand and know that the Lord our God want us to get outside of these walls. Throw our loving arms around somebody. Let them know that God does care. Somebody in here this morning is hurting down on the inside, but you don't want nobody to know. You feel like you're in it all by yourself. You're too ashamed to tell anybody. You don't know how to get your point across. But I stop by to tell you that if you don't have nobody else, you will always have God on your side. You can take anything to the Lord in prayer. And I come to tell you this morning, I don't care if you're a wretch undone. The Lord will hear your humble cry. The Bible says that we got to humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. When the Lord gets ready, he is going to move. He's going to take that situation of yours where you thought it was pressing you down. It's going to be like a trampoline up under your feet. And you're going to use it for a springboard. I'm going to spring out of my situation. I'm going to spring out of my trouble. I'm going to spring out of those bad situations. And know that my God is going to be right there by my side. How do I know that? For the Bible said, cast all your care upon him, for he careth for you, you and you. And then the Bible said that the Lord God said, I will never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I'll be right there. I want to know, is there anybody in the house that know that God will be right there by your side? If you don't have nobody, I come to tell you, you got somebody. If you are part of the body of Christ, you are not in it all by yourself. For the Lord says high, and he looked down low. He'd go down in the vineyard. He'd go down in the dirt, the Mary and the Mori clay. Pick you up. Turn you around. Make a difference in your mind. Make everything all right. Does God care? Yes, he does. He cares for you. He'll do what you need him to do. All you got to do is cast your cares upon him. Because first of all, understand that he careth for you. He cares for your situation. He realizes that to somebody else, your problem may not mean nothing, but to you, it means a lot. So if it seemed like you were walking along, the devil is a lie. You have been covered in a pavilion by the grace and the mercies of God. And the Lord just wanted me to let somebody know this morning that he will go with you. He wants you to know this morning that if you don't have nobody else, you always got him. You can stand on that promise where he said, I will never leave you, neither will I ever forsake you, for I am your God. Brothers, sisters, cousins, loved ones, relationships, people walk away. But God says, I'll never walk away. You got to test your faith walk. Because when you're walking by faith, not by sight, when you trip and you fall, don't think that it's over. All you got to do is get up, look to the hills, know where your strength comes from, and know that somebody cares. There's so many people in the world this morning that feel like I don't have nobody. Some of you may know somebody this morning that their actions and their reactions and then their lack of interaction with one another makes you feel like that they are loner and they don't have nobody. But the worst of us need somebody. If everybody give up on you, where is the church? The strong must bear the infirmities of the weak. So when our brothers and our sisters fall, when we fall, oh, human nature will make you laugh. And the devil will make you talk about one another. But at the end of the day, there's still somebody that cares. And I don't know about you, but there are times that you want to throw your hands up in despair. Said, I'm going to give up. Because don't nobody love me. But I beg to differ. I believe that I love energy and I love to feel the power of God. But I also know that God speaks in a small, quiet, still voice. Just this morning, the voice of the Lord said, move from in the front of the door before somebody hits you in the head. I moved. It wasn't a second. The door sprang open. It reminded me. Charles and I, we laughed about it because I had just shared it with him and he seen it to be real. Did it not happen this morning, Charles? Just that quick. But when I heard the voice on the inside say, move, or you're going to get hit with the door. But see, sometimes we are so preoccupied in the situation and the surroundings that we ignore the voice. Had I ignored the voice, then I'd have got hit in the head and the brother would have said, I'm sorry. But sorry wouldn't have took the pain away. Of course, I would have had to say, I know you didn't mean it. Pain still would have been there. God is speaking to some of you on a daily basis. And when you get ready to put your hand where it should not be, that voice said, don't touch it. But you ignore the voice and you do it anyway. But the real deal is the God that made you, that's forever watching over us. He's going to be right there. And if you trust him and do know that the word is true, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But none of us are left in this world all alone. He is our leader and he is our guide. So I say to all the people of God this morning, whenever the enemy began to make you think that nobody cares, call somebody. Call Jesus. Call a cousin. Call a brother. Call uncle. Call anybody that you know that will have a listening ear and a compassionate heart so that you can hold on. Too many people are taking their lives because nobody take time to listen. But one of the other things that helps us that have been around for a while, the old saints used to say it like this. Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me. Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me. Anybody in here ever asked God to do that? Oh, while I'm on my own. Shall we stand? Anybody need the Lord to hold their hand this morning? God will do what nobody else can do for you this morning. Because if nobody else, you still got God.